Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
And thank you for listening to AIR, Abstract Illusions Radio. I'm Jen Hellman, your host, and tonight I am welcoming a very special lady. Jordan is here today. She's simply an amazing woman who is got her own internet program, which is breaking through, which is at hiatus right now. We're going through some great changes, and she's also a management consultant. She will help you in many areas of your life. She started out in working in the metaphysical and music industry, and now has one of the highest rated management consultants sites of live action, live advice. So I'm welcoming Jordan to AIR. Thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you for having me, Jen.
So, where do we start? You dabble in so many areas.
Yeah, and that jack of all trades, right?
Yes. To make them so much more interesting, first I do want to tell the callers, the listeners, we will be taking calls, and if they do want to call in, the number is 877-876-5227 for the U.S. If you're in Canada, it is 888-815-9756. So, want to explain exactly what your occupation is.
Well, Jen, I'm going to go back a little bit to explain how it all started. I started out in management as far as retail management, and I really thrived. Within 7 months, I had moved to a new location, had my own store. I was troubleshooting my district, and it was really not that challenging anymore. I loved management, what I did, but it wasn't long after I went into the corporate world. I left that position. And then in 1993, I was asked to take a position to travel with a very popular celebrity psychic that did Top 10 radio. So I used to travel all over the United States with her while she did radio programs, and that's how I got hooked on radio and on entertainment. So I really enjoyed the entertainment industry, but what happened in 96, I started my own company, which is Curico Management. And I started in the music industry because I really enjoyed radio. I loved the music aspect, and that's how the entertainment industry came into my life. And I have been doing that since 1996. And because I've worked with a psychic, who is an amazing psychic, I may add, because I traveled with her on radio, I was also attracting people in metaphysics because I understood what they did. I was able to market that, manage it, and promote it. And so I just continued to resist fighting it, and I just embraced it. So the music industry, even though I still consult with people in the music industry and I still have great contacts there, my focus has been in metaphysics and healing and people that have a message and that really want to have something to say that can help change people's lives. That's really been my emphasis.
Well, I just want to make a comment. To me, music also has a message. So all the way around, you help people get the message out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I still love the music industry, and I'm still involved in it. I still consult in it. But, you know, I have a tendency to feel that whatever is more in the forefront of my life or in the forefront of my career is what I should be embracing at that time, and that's what I have been embracing is the metaphysical area, the healers, and the people that really want to embrace that, you know, help other people change.
Well, you have your own message you're getting out through your own radio program, Breaking Through, which I was honored to be on at one time. It's now going through some changes, and it sounds like some really positive, big changes for
big
you.
Big changes, yeah. I'm very excited about it. I really loved where I was before. I enjoyed the station, but it turned out that I have some sponsors and affiliates and people that wanted to see me take it to another level. And that's what I'm getting ready to do. And I chose the name Breaking Through just because of what I do as a management consultant. I help people break through their barriers and their mindset to really achieve the things they want in their life. And that's what I want this program to be about, too. And I really have worked very hard to use the contacts I have and invite the people that I know that have the ability to do that.
Well, I mean, you do it in many different areas. I mean, even with your business consulting, you help people as well through that to break through a lot of their barriers, just not getting into the metaphysical side of things. Plus, you break through your own barriers on a daily basis, I believe.
Oh, absolutely.
And you give
I practice what I preach, or I tried to.
Yes. Well, you know, you also have a message where you are a public speaker. And you're interested in doing more of that, aren't you?
Yes, I'm at a level in my life right now and in my career where I feel that there is a message. People are ready for the message and for what I have to say. I'm pretty abrupt and straightforward, and my methodology is very direct. So I think the time is now. I think the time is now to go out and help people more one-on-one, in the sense that I can reach an audience, allow them the opportunity to ask questions, and that I can help them directly.
And you definitely help many, many people. So how do you help your clients manifest?
Well, as you mentioned before, I'm one of the top-rated Internet consultants, and I have this innate ability that when a person calls me, that I'm able to really tap into their circumstance, and I'm able to look at their life and their business or whatever they're approaching me with, and I'm able to see it on a whole other level. Because, you know, when we get too close to something, we have a real hard time seeing it. It's just way too close to us.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, I'm able to talk to someone and ask some key questions and figure out why they're not achieving what they want in their life. And it's usually because they're in a very stuck state. They're very stuck where they are. They can't imagine doing anything differently. They can't even think about it. They're just too close to it. And so I have the ability to go in and tell them how to shift what they're doing, how to change up what they're doing. Having been in so many areas of management, having troubleshooted so many different types of businesses, as well as the entertainment industry, it's really something that's very familiar to me.
And you really do a great job. I've used your services myself and highly recommend you.
And you're quite a manifester, so it doesn't it never took you long.
But it's always good to get a second opinion. And even just working, don't you feel, at least for me, sometimes you just need almost a sounding board to make sure you're heading in the right direction? Or do you always know, yes, this is where I'm going to go, and you just go for it? You never doubt what you're doing.
No, I don't doubt what I'm doing. And, you know, the funny thing is, if I feel it, I know so many people in the audience have heard of The Secret. They've heard of Law of Attraction. This is not a new subject. You know, if for any reason, you know, someone out there right now isn't familiar with it, it's about feeling. It's about vibrating and really connecting to what it is you want. And for myself, when I can feel it, when I know that I can already envision 10 steps ahead of what the goal is, I already know I'm in the right place. I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, Jen, there are times where maybe the end result isn't always what I wanted or it isn't always what I envisioned, but what always happens is if I wait a little while, it'll get better. It'll lead me into something else that's even better than what I expected. So I don't get too distracted with, well, gosh, you know, this isn't necessarily what I envisioned. But if you wait and if you keep following your destiny or your thoughts, it really does turn out better than you envision.
It most definitely does. It's often a great surprise when it does, even better than you ever envisioned it can be.
Exactly. You might have had to meet someone. You might have had to have a certain experience before you could reach that level that you hoped and dreamed for. So I don't get too distracted.
That's good. Do you ever find, you mentioned people tend to get stuck. What are some of the mythology or some of the ways that you get them from being unstuck and stop being, you know, so blinded by with their blinders on, it has to be this way? How do you get somebody to get out of that?
Well, in discussion, and especially in consulting, you know, we'll discuss what led you to where you are right now. And if they feel, usually fear is the factor, you know, fear factor, because people don't like diving into the unknown because they're scared. They're fearful of what they don't know or what they've never experienced before. And I've never been a fearful person. My mother even told me when I was young, you need a little fear in you. And I'm like, no. Live down south, but I just never felt fearful. It's like if I wanted it, I just went. I didn't care. I didn't think about the consequences. When it felt right, I just did it. So, but many people do have that fear of something that is unknown to them.
Most definitely. I think that's probably number one fear of all times, don't you?
Absolutely.
And don't you think that fear of the unknown is really holding people back from manifesting their true dreams?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and then you have to ask yourself, what's the worst thing that could happen? You know, if you were to take a step forward, if you were to go into this area, what is the worst thing that could happen? And it's usually not bad at all. It's just something that the fear of not knowing and not being able to envision what could possibly happen. You know, when I do speaking engagements, there's a quote that I always use because I really love it. It's from Thomas Edison, and when they were asking him about the light bulb, and he said, I haven't failed. I just found 10,000 ways that didn't work. He never gave up, and he always kept trying, and he always kept looking at it from another perspective until he got it right. Thank God he never gave up, you know.
Right. Most definitely. And that does really help, even, at least for me, is looking at things at different perspectives, because you do see sometimes a much better way of doing things instead of always getting in that one vision.
Exactly.
So it really helps you see a more roundabout about a situation.
Right. And I've been in management now for 23 years, so I have a lot of experience to you know, reach for. I have a lot of experiences that I'm able to draw from to help a person that has not had that much experience. So that's been really critical in the success of what I've done.
Most definitely. Now, how do you make the perfect marriage between desire and manifestation?
It's action. You have to know what you want. If you have to really dig down and think about what you're passionate about. And then you must envision, for example, if you were a musician, you were bringing music up a while ago. If you're a musician and you say to yourself you want to be famous, you want a record label deal, but yet you're still in your garage playing, you know, well, you're not going to get a record label deal by playing your instrument in your garage. You have to mold yourself into the people that you would like to be like. I mean, not that you would be dislike them, but you want to fashion your career. For example, did Elton John sit in his garage? No, he went out and played. He found gigs. He went into different areas of the cities in London, and is where he started, and he played. Every musician does. They go out in public, and they play, and they get seasoned, and they learn their craft, and they achieve their stage presence, and all these things are critically important to having a career in music, but you got to get out of your garage first.
Definitely, and it does help, though. At least these days, it seems like musicians, all they do is get it on the internet, get it on MySpace, or go on Live 365 or even BBS Radio, and that helps get their music out without them actually performing. So at least my experience in the music industry, when I was promoting a local band, when we had a label come and visit and see them perform, they had everything going for them, but they didn't have a fan base. And if nobody's going to buy the album and nobody's going to come see them, guess what? They're not going to get sold.
No, and if you know what, it's wonderful to have the internet, Jen. You know, that's a great point you made. But no matter what happens, you can't keep your career on the internet forever. I mean, if you see yourself with, you know, a record label deal, the time is going to come where you're going to have to go out and you know, promote. promote your album, sell your album. You have to, and you, it would be a horrible experience for any musician or band to go out without having any experience, and then they're going to be, gosh, I don't know exactly what I'm going to do here. How do I know what the audience likes or doesn't like?
Right.
Because it's all about pleasing them and putting on a show. So people can hide behind the internet to do, to, you know, to give their music to the world, but the day's going to come where you're going to have to, you're going to have to get out and play.
Most definitely. So, with the music and manifestation and everything mixed together, do you, in your career, what was the most wonderful experience that you remember?
Wow. There's so many. There's so many things that I've enjoyed. Most of my, I have to say, though, that I always have a sense of happiness and fulfillment when I've helped my clients achieve what they hope for. That really gives me validation as far as what I do. I mean, I can give you a whole list of clients that have, you know, fulfilled a lot of their hopes and dreams, and that really makes me happy because I felt like I was a part of that. You know, I don't take ownership of it. I just feel like I was, you know, I was the one that kicked them in the butt and got them moving.
Right. You got them into action.
Exactly.
So what are the 7 quick steps to action?
Oh, there's probably more than 7 now.
They keep growing, huh?
They do grow. But the first thing you do, you have to envision what it is that you want. The second step would be to fashion yourself. Think about who you want to fashion yourself after and think about, well, what did they do to get where they are? You know, did they do speaking engagements? Did they, you know, where did they go in their career? How did they get to where they are? You know, find a mentor. That's a huge, huge step, is finding a mentor, somebody that can help talk you through your process. I mean, that's a fantastic step when it comes to achieving your goals and manifesting, is to have some support around you and people to help push you to that. To that goal.
Well, but, definitely. So, you know, who is your mentor?
Oh gosh, I've had so many. I still have mentors to this day, and I feel like I will always have mentors. They have been. It depends on the area that I was in at that moment. Mm-hmm. When it came to radio, when it came to speaking engagements. I mean, I always had a different mentor for a different achievement that I was going for at that time. So there's just too long of a list. I mean, there's so many.
Okay, so is there anybody right now that you really are fashioning yourself after?
Wow. I am being myself, but if I had to, I wouldn't say fashion after, but there is someone that I deeply respect. And ironically, this is someone that is going to be a guest on my show in November, and that would be Danyon Brinkley. He is someone I have been crazy about for the longest time. He really speaks to me when I hear him speak, or when I read his books, I love his direct approach. I love how he really is so honest. I mean, he doesn't really care what anyone thinks. He's just going to be himself, and he's going to be honest, and I have a deep respect for that. So if I had to say anyone that I respect, it would be him. But I'm going to be myself also.
And speaking of being yourself, how do you stay so genuine and really in integrity in an area that can be, and speaking of the entertainment overall industry, that can be full of sharks? How do you stay true to you?
I have to tell you that the entertainment industry was probably one of the biggest helps that I ever had, because I know you've probably, most of the audience has probably heard of American Idol, and you've seen Simon Cowell, for example, and everyone feels he's so mean, but to be honest with you, everyone in entertainment, for the most part, is just like that. They're brutally honest. Because it doesn't serve anyone to just, you know, praise you for mediocre performance. It doesn't help anyone. the entertainment industry was probably the reason and the way I became so outwardly honest. But I'm very true to myself because I feel like if I'm not true to myself, I don't feel good. It's like a yucky feeling. I feel like I've been slimed if I'm not true to myself. I have to be true. And I don't feel like I do anyone any favors if I'm not being honest or giving them my honesty. So all of that comes into play. Again, as I was speaking of earlier, every experience you have leads you somewhere. And that's what the entertainment industry did for me.
That's really, it's an interesting area, an interesting that you really embraced the honesty. And, I mean, didn't you have any backstabbing or anyone that did anything to you that you just, how could he have done that?
Oh, yeah.
that's why it's just like, I know that happens.
Oh, my gosh, it does. It really does. And the thing about honesty, and especially in the entertainment industry where I was, it was the trick was trying very hard to be as honest as you can, as nicely as you can, and not have to be brutally mean about it or hurtful about it. You have to try to be very honest, because the whole idea is you want someone to really think about what you're telling them, and it's going to be very helpful to them. But the backstabbing is there, and for myself, I'd let it go. You have to let it go. If you hang on to it, then you become a victim.
Right.
It's like you don't want to get stuck in this victimization. Well, God, you know, I got slammed and I got backstabbed, and so, you know, and then it becomes your story, and I never want that to be my story. Being backstabbed is not my story. It's just something that happened, and I moved past it, and then I just use it as something to not happen again, to keep my eyes open that it doesn't happen again.
Right. So you learn from the experience. So
absolutely.
But we both know there are no victims, there's only volunteers.
Right. Exactly.
So
victimization isn't my thing, you know. And if you ever feel that, you have to ask yourself, if you're feeling like a victim, how did you participate?
Oh, definitely. And what are you supposed to learn from it?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't listen, you know, really listen to the lesson the first time around, you know you're going to get it again.
Absolutely.
Because it's self-fulfilling prophecy. So, and that's a whole other part of the law of attraction, really.
Yes, and everything that we connect to becomes our story. And that has never been something that I want to, it does not define who I am. And it never has.
So what is your story?
My story is that I learn from absolutely every situation I'm in. I don't hold on to decaying situations, that if there is a situation that I'm not comfortable in, that I feel is breaking down around me, or the people are not, or that I'm involved with are not to my highest good, I have no problem letting it go with love.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't hold on to anything that is decaying, because I don't want to be a part of that. So that is really my story, and I just continue to have goals. I continue to thrive and to hope for more situations that are to my highest good, and where I can meet more fabulous people and get the message out. Get the message out that we can all have absolutely anything we want.
Is there anything more to that message you want to add to that? I mean, to elaborate on?
As far as we can have anything we want?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. There's no limits. I mean, the only limits there are really are the ones we create, the ones that we decide there are. But there are no limits. And that's the message. If we don't like what's happening in our life, let's look at ourselves and find out why we don't like it. If we don't have everything we want in our life, why is that? We have to be willing to do self-examination.
But we also have to not get trapped in that self-examination and not put any action. Because that's how a lot of people get stuck is, from my experiences, they just keep going over and over and over what they're not doing and not having any time to go forward with it.
Well, there's a great expression. If you want something different, you have to do something different.
Right.
If you keep doing the same thing over and over again, guess what? You're going to keep getting the same thing over and over again.
Most definitely.
So if you want it, you know, if you want your life to run smoothly and differently, and if you want to start achieving you know, your goals, then you have to be willing to put yourself out there and try something new. And if you can't think of what that new thing is, then it's up to you to seek it out, to find the people that can help direct you. And you know, you have to, of course, you want to trust that person and go to somebody professional that has, you know, that experience. But you want to seek someone out to help mentor you or consult you into finding this new direction so you can achieve your goals.
And achieving people's goals. Well, right now I'm going to give the numbers again. So if you want to call, the number is 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, it is 888-815-9756. And we are welcoming calls at any time on just about anything because you dabble in everything. Wait, speaking about your message, you're starting or you have a newsletter. Do you want to speak about that?
Yes. Well, the newsletter I developed because of my internet radio show called Breaking Through. And the newsletter is going to, of course, it's going to promote all the new guests that I'm going to have. My guest coming up in October, one of them, if you don't mind me sharing this with you.
Oh, please do.
Is Gordon Michael Scallion. And for those of you that don't know who Gordon Michael Scallion is, he's a phenomenal futurist. And he is the person that has been developing the map changes. You know, there have been maps floating around for ages about how the Earth is going to change shape, how the water, the oceans are going to change, and the land masses are going to change. And this man has been on all over network television, ABC, NBC, CBS, Discovery Channel. He's been all over. Everyone has been offering his insights. He has a website called matrixinstitute.com, and there's more information. He's been a phenomenal voice in the map changes. And to me, the reason I wanted to have him so much as a guest is because of the global warming issue we're talking about and the way we're treating our planet, which is very much alive. I don't think we're treating it very well. And if this is a result of why these map changes are going to take place. So I feel like he is a person that can help institute change in our lives. And, you know, my questions to him are going to be, well, what can we do as a whole, as a community, as a planet, to change this and make this better? And I'm really interested in his answers. But that's just one example of a person I'm going to have. And, of course, I spoke of Danion Brinkley.
Right.
Who has died three times, believe it or not.
Yes.
Anyone would think it was a huge experience to die just once. He has three near-death experiences. He's a phenomenal speaker, and he discusses his insights, all of the predictions that he accumulated while he was outside of his physical body have all come to pass. It's an amazing book, Saved by the Light. They made it into a movie. Fox Television made it into a motion picture. And he's one of my favorite people. I really enjoy him, and he's a great guest to have. These are just examples of people that I'm going to be giving the newsletter information. They're going to be showcasing who is going to be on my show, what they have to offer, how they can get involved with the guests. Just different, any area that I feel is critical at that time or can connect to what the guest message is going to be in that newsletter. So if anyone would like to get on my newsletter list, they can go to my website, which is kiriko.com, that's K-I-R-I-C-O.com, and they can click on the tab that says newsletter, and all they need to do is put their email address in the box and click enter, and they will be on my newsletter list, which will come out starting in October. It'll come out about once a week.
Wonderful. And your guests sound very interesting. I have seen Danion in person, and his energy, just to be in the same room with him, is just phenomenal.
It is.
It's indescribable.
I've spoken to him on the phone, but I'm jealous because I haven't met him in person. But I've got to tell you, his wife is phenomenal, too.
Oh, most definitely.
Catherine Brinkley. I mean, they have a radio show on every Friday, but she's got to be one of the most loving, wonderful people. I think they probably, I've never met them together in person, but just from what I know from speaking to them on the telephone and through the internet. They're an amazing couple.
They glow.
Yes.
They just glow on the stage. And his love for her is just, you have no doubt that it is the truest love between them. The
right.
best of friends, the best of just people together. And it's really a good mentoring relationship for me.
Well, see, that's someone that's got law of attraction down pat. He sure knows.
Yes.
He probably was led straight to her or them to each other. I mean, he's got it down.
He definitely does. I mean, three times, you know, back, going down and coming back, that he got something each time, and each time he got stronger and stronger. So,
well, if you think about it, too, Jen, in the beginning, from his first book, he's always been telling the audience, he's always been telling people, every chance he gets, how mighty and powerful spiritual beings we are.
Yes.
That has been his message. We have absolutely no idea how powerful we are. He's been talking law of attraction before The Secret ever came into being.
Yep.
And he's been telling us how powerful we are. He's been telling us how we attract things to ourselves. So I think he's been out there. He's been giving this message for quite a while.
How many years has it been? Do you know by any chance?
His books came. This happened, I think, in 1975, is when his near-death experience happened. But you know, his book and the movie, everything came out in the mid 90s.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It took him quite a while to. I mean, if you think about it, electricity going through his entire body. When he died, he was dead for a full 28 minutes.
Right.
And his whole body was paralyzed. So when
yes.
you know, when he came back into his body, he couldn't even move. All he could do was blow on the sheet that was already over him. I think he was already toe-tagged to go to the morgue. So all he could do was blow on the sheet so they would notice he was there. And his whole body was fried. I mean, his organs, everything, had all this electricity that went through it. And it was quite a horrible situation for him. He had to work very hard at getting his body back and you know, healing again.
Yes, I could just imagine him after, you know, the second time. It's just like, okay, here we go again. What did I miss?
I know. The joke is, for me, is like, gosh, when it really is time for him to go, how long will he have to be gone before anyone believes him?
Yeah, really.
I don't know who's going to believe him. You know, how long does he have to be gone before we realize he really is gone? But I hope it's not for a long time. I still think he's got a lot of work to do.
Oh, he definitely does, and he has blessed many, many people with his story and his energy and his wisdom.
Yes, so. And I'm so thankful that I've got someone that I could talk to. It has this has also the same admiration for him because he's really incredible.
You must see him live. It is. I'm sure talking to him on the phone is beautiful and wonderful, but seeing him in person is a whole different experience.
He's very genuine and very sincere, and I'll tell you what, that man doesn't do one thing he doesn't want to do.
Oh, most definitely.
Talk about being true to yourself. He does, and as much as he does, that's wonderful. He wants to do a lot. it's his goal and ambition, because I don't believe he does one thing he doesn't want to do.
Well, that sounds just like
except pay taxes, maybe, but he probably doesn't even mind that either.
You know, you two are very much alike. I truly, you guys must be kindred spirits somehow because you two really are very much alike.
Oh, well, that's quite a compliment.
I mean, he inspires people, and I know you do.
Oh.
And really, I heartily and most definitely recommend people giving you a call to get their business and themselves going and have you come speak because you just know exactly what to say, how to say it, put it out in such a powerful way. You definitely have been a mentor for me for many years.
And I'm grateful that you gave me that opportunity because it's been a joy. I love nothing more than working with someone that is willing to really step out on a limb and do something different because you've achieved absolutely everything you've set out to do, and that's a joy. That's where I get my feel good.
Well, yeah, and it's just, I'm never satisfied. That's my problem. Okay, next time, what's next?
But look where you are now. You have your own radio show. I mean, there's nothing that stops you. I mean, that is what is so, that's what's so important, is that you just continue to embrace. There is, it's a journey. There is no destination. You're always going to be reaching for something because you enjoy the challenge and you enjoy the satisfaction it gives you, and you feel like you're really achieving, you know, what you were meant to do. So I hope you never stop, and I hope you always reach for something more.
Oh, I definitely will. Plus, the radio show is definitely a great way to promote people that I absolutely love and am happy and wanting to get their name out there and their message. So, again, I thank you very much for, it's like when I got this, I go, I got to get Georgiana, I got to get her on. So what else is going on with you? Besides your radio show, do you have anything else that you want to start talking about, you know, leak out some other things other than your radio show and the wonderful guests?
Well, that is what I'm like you. I really enjoy having that opportunity to showcase and share with an audience the people that I think have a lot to discuss and a lot to share and a lot to teach. I am a consultant, as we spoke of earlier, and on my website as well, which is kirico.com, that's K-I-R-I-C-O.com, they can click on the management and marketing area, and that is where I'm able to, you're able to schedule consultations with me where I can help you one-on-one. And I invite people to even send an email through the contact link, and if they want to give me a background of their situation before they decide if they want to call, I'm happy to look over their situation and see what we can do to push this thing forward. I mean, it's all about living your best life. It's all about, you know, what can we do to make this happen for you?
Most definitely, and you are a master manifestator for many people, including yourself. So,
well, thank you. Thank you. I enjoy doing it. You know, sometimes, like I said, I really enjoy doing it almost more for other people than I do myself. It's like, well, the more people I reach, you know, the more people I can help. So this is the whole beauty of the internet and of radio and of the speaking engagements that I do. I'm able to reach people everywhere.
Can you list some of the areas you do in your public speaking?
I reside in North Carolina, and that's where most of my speaking engagements have been. A lot of nonprofit organizations that have keynote speakers that I've been talking about, management, time management, organization. Because, again, even in management and time management and organization, you still have to get your thoughts straight. You still have to, that's what is so wonderful about management. It's so close to law of attraction principles because you have to have that insight. You have to think, well, to get this, then I'm going to have to go here. And that's a lot of goal setting, and that's a lot of setting of intention. So a lot of what I do is interchangeable. I also talk about tapping into your personal power as far as how powerful we really are and how we can manifest absolutely anything we want. And so, but most of my engagements have been in North Carolina. I do intend to go outside the state and talk a little further because, especially in Arizona, there's a lot of people there that have been inviting me to speak. So I'm probably going to be in the Arizona area and possibly in Ohio.
Well, if you're ever in Tucson, you've got a place to stay.
Well, thank you.
Please, you know, if there's anything I can do to help you, you know I will definitely get your name out there for you.
Well, I appreciate that.
So
I'm going to take you up on that, too.
I know you will.
Because you're a great manifester, so I would be silly to turn that one down.
So what else do you want to talk about? I mean, law of attraction, it's very straightforward, really. You visualize it, you feel it, you go for it, you put the action. And the action part, a lot of people are just like, okay, I'm waiting for that sign. I'm waiting for that magic moment for me to just jump for it. Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel like they really are getting, they're missing the message, they're missing that magic sign, and they don't even realize it?
Yeah, well, that's where the intuition comes in, and I know you do a lot of teaching as well, and you teach people how to tap into their intuition, and that's that magic voice. But, and I don't want to tick people off with what I'm about to say, because I do love The Secret. I own it on DVD. I think it's a phenomenal package. I think it's a great beginning step. But I think they missed the boat a little bit in that they, only in the fact that they don't discuss your subconscious thoughts. They don't discuss, everything has energy. You have conscious thoughts, those have energy. But they neglected to really focus on the fact that your subconscious thoughts have energy. So people are thinking, well, I'm thinking about what I want over and over and over again, and I keep, you know, envisioning it and seeing it, but yet it's still not happening. And some people are disappointed because they don't realize that they're so programmed. For their subconsciousness is programmed to the opposite, which is why they haven't been getting it all along. So I think if you're not able to achieve your goals just by what they've been teaching in The Secret, I think then you have to start thinking you're programmed for something else.
Right.
Your subconscious thoughts are emitting that energy, and that's got to be fixed too. That's got to get in line with what you want as well.
Most definitely, and it's not always easy to sit down and say, okay, and make friends with your subconscious and really understand that you can... Once you bring it up, those emotions and those feelings and that programming from the past, and accept it and allow it to be there, you can change it then and really control it so it's not hindering you, but really being a motivator.
Well, you know, our brains are a lot like a computer.
Oh, most definitely.
And so, you know, we have programs that are running that we're aware of. But what we don't understand is, in the background, there's also programs running. Mm-hmm. And we don't see them and we don't realize it. But even like if you have a program for virus protection and it's set to go off at certain times, I mean, you get to the point where you don't even realize it's working on your computer and cleaning anything up because it's running in the background. But our brains are computers, and we have been receiving information and we have been programming our brain since the time we were born. Every single situation that happens to us, stored in our brain. It's stored in our subconscious. So there may have been something that happened in childhood from when we were just, you know, 6 years old, something that could have happened all the way back then that is affecting the way we do things today.
Most definitely.
And we don't realize it. And so sometimes we don't always, even though we're working diligently and we're working hard on manifesting and on the law of attraction and attracting certain things to us. But I think after a certain time, if we notice that it's not happening the way we hoped, that it could be something that's running in the background in your subconscious thoughts that are emitting energy.
Yes, and it's very frustrating. It's like, I always say some people are like hamsters on a wheel, and they're going around and they're doing all this action, but they're going absolutely nowhere, and it's fine.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's when we have to realize, we have to say, okay, law of attraction really does work, and it really is very important. And I hope that, and from my understanding, they are putting out a second version of The Secret.
Actually, they already have.
Oh, have they already?
There's two versions of it. There's an extended version and then the original.
Okay, because I was supposed, they usually send me an email every time something is new or different, so I haven't gotten that email yet.
Actually, it's been out for some time.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it's Esther Hicks had there was a problem with her program, so in the second version, she's actually completely out, and they added other people in.
Oh, okay.
So
well, where's Oprah on this? She's supposed to be getting another show on this.
Yes, really. She really pushed this, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She needs to get this up. She needs to get this out too. But no, I'm sure it's on its way. Well, I'll have to look at that revised copy then and see if they're going to address the subconscious thoughts a little bit more.
As far as I know, it's pretty much the same way. And they really don't touch on that. And the other thing is they really, and I love the program. I owned it as well. The principles, and I've recommended it for people who are just really getting into the law of attraction to see this.
Mm-hmm.
But they also tend to be a little greedy.
Right. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard of this book, and if the audience hasn't heard of it, then I want you to go to your bookstore and find it, because I read this book by, it was suggested to me that I needed to get it years ago. And it's called Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting.
Yes.
And it's by Lynn Grabhorn. God rest her soul, she's not with us anymore, but boy, she wrote a good book. And that book is all about law of attraction. It's a very easy read. And I think it's an amazing book.
It really is.
So that was where I really appreciated, you know, what she wrote, and I appreciated what she had to teach. But now I highly recommend, if anyone is in the law of attraction, to get the book, Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting by Lynn Grabhorn.
There's quite a few books now coming out.
Yeah, but hers is so easy to read. I love, you know, I like it real direct, real, you know, I really like it straight.
Yes.
You know, give it to me straight. Let me, you know, she's like Danyon too, where they give it to you straight. And that's the way I like getting my information. In fact, I have another guest that's going to be coming on in October, and the reason I invited her to be a guest is because she delivers her information straight too. And her name is Rory Friedman, and she'll be on mid-October on Breaking Through, and she wrote the book, and excuse the language, but the book is called Skinny Bitch. And it is about, don't let the title fool you, it is about eating, what the things that we're eating and what is in our food supply, and it's really an amazing book. I put that book down, and as soon as I finished, I said, I've got to have her on my show.
Right.
She is a co-author. There were two authors of the book, but she is the one that's going to be on my show, and it's really amazing. It talks a lot about vegetarianism and becoming vegan, and, you know, I've already made changes in my diet because of that book. And that's how well it sat with me. So I thought, I've got to have her on. But I just like my information very straightforward. I like it very direct. You know, you don't have to tiptoe around me. It's like, give it to me straight.
Most definitely. And I appreciate that delivery as well, because so many people go around about, they just, it's almost like they're afraid to speak their truth and to be straightforward and saying, this is how I really feel, this is the way I'm seeing it, and I just want you to understand where I'm coming from. And many of my clients have the hardest time being...
Well, when information gets too flowery for me, I tend to lose track. I'm like, what was the point of everything?
Right.
You know, what are you trying to say to me? And the delivery for me, it's like I really appreciate it very, very succinct and very sharp and to the point, and I learn much better that way. It's like, you know, tell me why you believe this. So that's the way I appreciate it.
Okay, then let me ask you a straightforward question.
Sure.
Why should anybody come and have you help them? What can you really, truly, just to get everything in a very strong package here, what can you do for somebody to come to you, they have a business and they want it to prosper? They've got the vision.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's a business that they've already had and it's just not working out the way they hoped, then they would want to talk to me because they want a different result. And they would want someone to come in and troubleshoot why they're not getting the results they were hoping for. And I am able to, within a short period of time, discuss what they're doing, whether it be marketing, whether it be, if it's a retail establishment, you know, the kind of inventory they're carrying, no matter what it is, I am able to go in and troubleshoot why they are not receiving the result that they were hoping for.
And if it's a new business?
If it's a new business, then I'm going to lay it on the line real straight to them and tell them what to expect. You know, there was someone, for example, I'll give you an example. There was somebody that wanted to get into a certain line of business that was very centralized. They wanted to sell one type of thing. And I asked them, I said, so what you're saying is if this one certain product were no longer on the market or something happened and, you know, it was just a trendy item, what happens to your business? I mean, is this something you want to do forever? And they're like, yes. And I said, well, your item is kind of new. It's kind of, you know, trendy. So once that trend is over, because most trends do come and go, then your whole business can go too. So you may want to think about expanding the thought and the premise of what your business is. You know, of course you want to still have that trendy item, but maybe make the focus a little broader. You know, do something like, for example, what they had to do with natural way to achieve a result in their body. And I said, so maybe you want to start looking at natural products and have a product line also that would complement this other trendy item that you have. And so that's what they ended up doing, and it worked out.
Excellent. Excellent. So I know there's a lot of spiritual people listening. So what do you recommend if somebody is a psychic or a healer?
Mm-hmm.
How do you recommend them getting their name out there?
Well, I think what they have to do is look at their what makes them special, what makes them different, what are you doing, what can you do that hasn't been out there before? I think, and that's really a good clue for anybody in business whatsoever.
Right.
As far as psychic work and alternative healers or metaphysicians, I mean, anything that you receive money in exchange for, it's a business, it's a profession. So you have to look at it in the same way. What makes you unique? What makes you different? If it were a beauty shop, for example, I would say, well, there's one right around the corner. What are you going to offer that they're not offering? Why would you want people to come to your shop if they're already established there? Well, when it comes to counseling or psychic, you know, work and as far as consultations, what makes you special? Are you more sensitive? Are your gifts different? I mean, how do you touch people? You have to really have someone look at you from another dimension to explain what makes them unique. And that's a lot of what I do. When I take on clients that are psychic or metaphysicians, I have them work with me, and I'm able to pinpoint what makes them different, what makes them unique, what makes them special, you know, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses may be. And so knowing that, they're able to market and show more of the things that are different, unique, or more positive.
Very good advice there. So you dabble in so many things, it's like, which direction do I go? So you really like to do a lot of things, and you have a lot of information. What is the, besides your radio show, is that the main thing you're focusing on right now, or do you really want to get yourself out there and do more public speaking?
Well, my radio show is one day a week. It's going to be one day a week. It's always been one day a week. I've had my radio show since May. I'm just moving it to another place. But the radio show is just my opportunity to connect the people that are familiar with me. And I get to introduce people that I really enjoy and that I think have something to offer. The radio show is something that I envision myself doing that for a very long time. But it does not encompass everything I do. Management is obviously, I've had CureCo management since 1996, so that's not going anywhere anytime soon. I mean, that's my profession. I mean, that is where I attract people and where I'm able to help people. So, of course, the management is a huge part of my career. And the speaking engagements are something that I can help people, instead of just one-on-one on a telephone or with one client, I can usually help people with a larger audience, and someone's going to walk away. Everyone will walk away with a little more information than they had before they came in, and that may be all they need to really feel the motivation to make changes.
It's definitely
so they all are hand in hand. I can't separate any of them. Everything I do, they all complement one another.
Are you having any plans on doing any kind of intensive workshop?
That is something I would definitely look at. I have not planned that as of now, but you know what? You just gave me an idea. So
that was the idea here. Because you do have, you know, you have some great basic ideas to help people with marketing and to get their name out there, to recognize their strengths, to recognize what they need to work on or what not to emphasize if they're a weakness,
mm-hmm.
to really get out there. And I think, you know, even if it's just a one-day workshop, you really could help them instead of those one-to-one. you could help a group of people with the same kind of delivery and message. And there's so much you could offer them in a workshop.
Well, that is definitely something I'll consider doing, and I think that'd be a wonderful idea. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, I'll put that on my list of things to do.
Yes, you know, you can work on your book, which I know you're going to be working on a book soon. And
well, I already have one started, yeah.
Yes, we need to get that going. Yes, I'm pushing her. But also from that, you can actually get like a workbook so people can do some exercises from that also and then develop that into a workshop.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can. There are so many possibilities. I've been consulting. I've been a top-rated consultant since 2001 on the Internet when it comes to business. So, I mean, there's so many. There are so many connections that I've made over the years that I know several other people in the audience are probably having that same situation happen in their lives or in their careers. And so I think that would be appropriate, and I think it could be very helpful for people to learn by, you know, my experience working with clients one-on-one.
Yes, and with the shifting energies right now, a lot of people are changing their careers, changing their ideas, changing their dreams, and to have somebody help them like you to make those dreams more of a reality and really manifest what their ideas, it's just they couldn't do anything better for themselves than to call you or contact you.
Well, thank you very much.
And why don't you tell them one more time how to get in touch with you?
The best way to get in touch with me is to go to my website, which is kiriko.com. It's KIRICO.com. I'm also developing georgeanne.com, and that is going to be geared more to my show, but you're going to be able to get information about my radio show on both websites. So just go to kiriko.com, and you'll find more information about my radio show, too. If you'd like to get on my newsletter list and learn more about my special guests that are coming up on Breaking Through, just click on the tab that says newsletter and simply put your email address there, and I'll be happy to send you weekly updates to who my guests are going to be, which I have a lot of fascinating, amazing people, a lot in the entertainment industry, very celebrity guests that are going to be coming on that have a lot to share and a lot to teach. So I'm happy to help anyone. If you would like to just simply click on the contact form, you can send me an email. If you'd like to share information about your situation and if you would like assistance in growing your career or pushing your career forward, I'm happy to assist you in that as well.
Well, Georgeanne, we're coming to the end of the show. It's always wonderful to have a conversation with you. And I just wanted to mention that next week I will be coming to you from Hawaii. I'm going to Maui next week. And I'm speaking to a Hawaiian numerologist. Dean Foster will be talking to us about the magic of and the energy of your name and your birthday and how it can really alter your life by understanding what your name is really doing. He was very nice enough to let me know about my name, and Jennifer is the critical, very intuitive one, but if I go by Jen, that's the go-to-it, and intuitive and the moneymaker. So it's going to be a very interesting show next week. And until then, this is Jennifer Hellman on air, thanking you for listening, and stay tuned for even more. Good night.
Good night.